This summer, cars lined up in Vienna, West Virginia. People were picking up jugs and cases of bottled water. Their tap water had been deemed unsafe, laced with a chemical known as C8.
Yeah, what do they want? Bottles. Where at? Back? Front?
There wasn't some sudden chemical spill. The chemical company DuPont polluted the water here for decades. But the federal government says C8 levels it once allowed in the water are now considered unsafe.
Up until the EPA lowered the standard, it really wasn't an issue for us. Once they lowered the standard, then it became a problem.
That's Vienna Mayor Randy Rapp. He's talking about a new health advisory issued by the Environmental Protection Agency this year. It said C8 levels in his and other communities' drinking water are too high.
Back door.
People we spoke with in line have known about DuPont's C8 contamination for years, but they need the chemical company. For generations, it's been the biggest employer around Vienna. Many people, like resident Charles Swisher, are quick to defend them.
It's not fair to isolate DuPont, you know, as there's a lot of people doing things back a few years ago that you know, were unethical, unhealthy. The thing that we need to do now is to be more solution-oriented. We can't go back and change, you know, what has happened.
DuPont is not in charge of those solutions. It created a spin-off company, Chemours, which inherited this environmental legacy. In response to the EPA C8 advisory, Chemours is paying for installation, maintenance, and monitoring of giant carbon filters to clean drinking water. Think your Brita water filter, but on a huge scale. Vienna Mayor Randy Rapp says he has no idea how much cleanup is costing. Chemours wouldn't say, but according to the company's public documents, cleanup has already cost millions, and still the water aquifer is expected to be contaminated with C8 for hundreds of years.
What are generations to come going to inherit?
Not everyone is defending the company. Larry Dale grew up around this part of the Ohio River, which is commonly referred to as Chemical Valley. His father and his uncles all worked in chemical plants.
My dad told me, and I'll never forget this, find something else to do, but don't work in a chemical plant.
Dale listened. He's a school bus driver and a retired preacher, but he and his family still live in the shadow of the chemical industry.
You're on the north side of my property.
Okay. Dale stands on top of a hill next to his greenhouse and points to the next ridge over at DuPont's landfill.
We're actually looking at a northeasterly direction. The landfill itself is that way.
This is where the company dumped over 7,000 tons of C8 sludge. It polluted streams and killed nearby livestock in the late 1990s. Concern over the contamination eventually led to a broad medical study of more than 30,000 community members, including Dale and his family.
My wife tested highest.
He doesn't blame the nearby landfill. He blames the tap water.
It's going to be with me till the day I die. It doesn't just go away.
The study of residents in this area linked C8 to a bunch of health problems, from cancer to reduced immune function. A series of additional health studies followed and further proved that chemical compounds like C8, which were buried in landfills, dumped into waterways, and blown out of smokestacks and scattered across the Ohio Valley for years, well, these chemicals are dangerous, even in small doses.
They stay in the body for a very, very long time.
Dr. Philippe Grandjean of Harvard School of Public Health is an expert on the health effects of perfluorinated chemicals like C8. His latest study looks at the long-term health effects of these chemicals on the immune system of exposed children.
If they harm the immune system today, they probably also will, you know, several years down the road. And that's exactly what we found.
Specifically, Grandjean found vaccines don't work as well in children exposed to C8 at levels similar to those found throughout the U.S. EPA officials say the C8 advisory levels were calculated to protect fetuses during pregnancy and breastfed infants, and based on the best available peer-reviewed studies. But Grandjean says the EPA's advisory doesn't go far enough. He worries it could even create a false sense of security.
I mean, if you drink a lot of that water that is permissible, many Americans are actually likely to substantially increase their body burden of these compounds.
Last year, a coalition of scientists from around the world called for limits on C8 production altogether. Health officials in New Jersey are now suggesting that C8 levels should be 5 times lower than what EPA advises. In Vienna, West Virginia, Mayor Randy Rapp just wants to get the city's water to the EPA's acceptable level.
I just try to live by whatever the rules are. And when they tell us what our water quality has to be, that is the target that we shoot for, and that's the target that we will attain.
Meanwhile, Chemours today isn't using C8, it's using a chemical replacement. Unfortunately, studies indicate that the substitute could have some of the same ecological and health effects. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Ford in Vienna.